This is the Blue Dot Report, a look at our place in space. I'm Dave Schlom. Climate change is one of the most daunting problems facing our global civilization. And while world leaders struggle to find solutions, scientists continue to compile the compelling evidence of a planet being warmed by human activity. Climate scientists are people, too, and they have to talk to their friends and family members who may still be skeptical or ambivalent about what can seem like an overwhelming issue. Our guest today is Josh Willis. He's an oceanographer and climate specialist from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. Josh, you're an actual climate scientist. Do you have difficulties sometime in talking to your friends and family?
All the time. You know, climate science is a complicated subject, and I often say that when we're trained in the science, we spend about 6 years learning how to talk to each other and forgetting how to talk to everybody else.
What are some of the ways you've found to talk to people that are effective?
Well, I like to tell jokes. I think comedy is a great way to relate to people and also to open up lines of communication that are sometimes difficult or politically charged.
Well, one of my favorite stories is about how your wife made you a special business card. Could you share that with us?
Oh, absolutely. So a few years ago, I wrote a paper, and it had sort of a surprising result. And Rush Limbaugh actually talked about it on the radio. And he had this quote. He said, to overturn the world economy based on the musings of a few idiot leftist scientists is just stupid. And that's what global warming is actually all about. So sometime later, my wife actually had some business cards printed up for me that have idiot leftist scientist as my job title.
And you do a mean Rush Limbaugh, too.
Oh, thank you. I've been practicing.
It seems like you enjoy doing climate outreach. Do you get to do it very much of this?
I do. I do one or two sort of public talks every month and a lot of interviews like this one. But I also try and reach out to people other ways. Last year, I actually wrote and directed, along with a very good friend of mine, Rainey O'Brien, this show about climate change that was for kids. It was a sketch comedy called The Lollygaggers, and it was filled with music and puppets and big characters, and it was all about climate change.
For those of us who are not climate scientists, what are some tips you could give us about how to deal with skeptical friends and family?
Well, I always say open with a joke. You know, scientists have been monitoring these ice shelves that have been breaking up, and they've figured out that these ice shelves are over 10,000 years old. I mean, the only thing older than that to be breaking up is Hugh Hefner.
Ching, that was a good one. If there was one thing you'd like us all to know about your work, what would that be?
Well, I think it's that as a climate scientist, I look at the data and I see the impacts of global warming on our planet every day. Global warming is definitely real. It's definitely caused by people. And I think it's time for us to stop messing around and figure out what to do about it.
Josh, thank you.
Thank you.
That's NASA oceanographer and climate scientist Josh Willis. The report is a production of North State Public Radio. Visit us at mynspr.org. Follow us on Twitter at NSPRNews and at Dave Schlom. Our engineer is Matt Schiltz. I'm Dave Schlom, reminding you that from deep space, we all live on a pale blue dot.